是神就听从我们，不属神就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和妙微妙的灵来。
Of course, the Antichrist also have spirit.
当然，这个敌基督的也是有这个灵。
But the spirit they have is the spirit of error.
但是他们的这个灵呢是妙望的灵。
So that's why it's so difficult for us to discern what is right and what is wrong.
所以这就是为什么我们很难去分辨什么是真，什么是假。
Just like the false prophets will come in sheep clothing.
就好比这个假先知会披戴着这个羊的羊的皮来到我们中间。
But inwardly.
但是在他们内心
they just like wolves.
他们就好比狼。
So in other words, if you and I do not have the spiritual eyesight,
所以如果你和我没有这个属灵的眼光，
we do not know or see that they are wolves.
我们看不出他们就是狼。
And the same thing in the book of Revelation.
在这个启示录也是这
样。We can see the beast that rise out of the water, of the sea.
我们可以看到从这个海深出人跑出来的这个兽。
Or the dragon that that came out before the woman.
还有在这个女人面前出来的这个龙
or the beast the woman sat on
或者这个女人所做的这个兽
if you look at all those three things actually outwardly they are very beautiful
如果我们看这三件东西在外表上来看他们
very majestic very strong
他们看起来非常漂亮非常威严非常强壮
let's go to chapter 17 Revelation
我们看启示录的第十七章
Revelation 17
启示录的第十七章
Does anybody know how many times John was in the sphere of the Lord in the book of Revelation?
请问大家有知道这个约翰在这个灵里在启示录里面谈到有几次
And this was very crucial to writing the book of Revelation.
其实这个对于写这个启示录这本书是非常非常重要的
Actually, John was 4 times in the sphere of the Lord.
其实约翰在灵里有四次
And only when he's in the sphere of the Lord, he can write the things that he has seen.
只有当他在这个灵里的时候，他才可以写他所见的。
So in chapter 17,
在十七章
，you can see in verse 3,
在第三节。
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去。
So see, the spirit carried John away into the wilderness.
所以我们可以看到圣灵把这个约翰带到旷野去。
And then he said, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast.
我就看见一个女人骑在朱红的兽上。
Which is full of name of blasphemy, give heaven 7 heads and 10 horns.
那兽有七头十角，遍体有
Verse 4.
第四节
The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet.
那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服。
Who did this woman represent?
所以这女人指的是谁呢？
This woman.
这女人。
Who does she represent?
她代表着谁呢？
The woman. Who does she represent? The woman.
这女人代表着谁？
Anybody?
有谁呢？
Yes, yes. So, but this woman, who does she represent and what does she represent?
但是这个女人代表谁？
Okay, something very bad.
Okay. 不好的事情。
Okay, look at verse 5.
我们看五节。
And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abomination of the earth.
第五节在她额头上在她额头上有名写着说奥秘圣奥秘哉大巴比伦做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
Actually, this is the woman.
这就是这个女人。
She's Babylon the Great.
她就是这个大巴比伦。
And this woman actually is the earth that we live on, the world that we live in.
这大巴比伦就是这世界上我们所
住的。So that's why when you read in verse 4, the woman or the world was arrayed in purple and scarlet.
所以这就是为什么这女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服。
And adorned with gold and precious stones.
而且她身上有这个金子和宝石珠珍珠为装。
And pearls having in her hand a golden cup.
然后那手拿着金杯。
So if you look at this woman, what does she look like?
如果我们看这个女人，她看起来像什么？
What does she look like?
她像什么？像谁？
Yes. Yes. Yes, fancy adornment. I see. When they're talking about purple and scarlet, right, adorned with precious. What? Who are they talking about? Yes, royalty.
这里谈到穿紫色和朱红色的衣服，意表着这个尊贵。
So that's why I see this world of you and I only look to a physical eyes.
如果我们只用我们的肉眼来看这个世界上,
we will see that this world is so wonderful, right?
我们可以看到这世界是非常美好的。
When we talk about the world, talking about the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh and pride of life, this is talking about the world, right?
当我们谈到这世界上就谈到这个 肉体的情欲, 眼目的情欲,
还有这个骄傲。 Then also, she even have a golden cup.
这里还谈到他手上还拿着一个金杯。
Actually, only those from the royal family drink from a golden cup.
因为只有那些, 就是, 比较尊贵的这些家族呢, 才会拿着这个金杯来喝水。
But then if you look good closely,
但是我们仔细地看,
of course, the cup outwardly looks very nice.
这杯子外在看来是非常美丽。
But when you look inside this cup,
但是我们看这一杯子,
it's full of abomination and the filthiness of the fornication.
但是这杯子盛满了可憎之物，就是它淫乱的污秽。
So that's why we talk about being deceived. We must spiritually must be very sharp and very deep.
所以当我们说, 不要被迷惑, 在灵, 在灵里, 我们必须要非常谨慎。
So this golden cup, but inside is full of abomination.
这个虽然是看起来像金杯, 但是里面盛满了可憎之物。
I think there's some restaurant in Taiwan, I think they use everything, they use a toilet bowl, like they make everything into a toilet bowl. Right? Is it in Taiwan? Yes, right? It's very, very famous, right? And they eat, yeah, all the dishes they use is like a toilet bowl. Everything is like a toilet bowl. They put food and stuff in there.
所以在台湾有一个餐馆，它就是所用的这些器皿看起来就好像一个马桶。
Of course, that place awaiting is always waiting line. Everybody loves that place, right?
所以在那个地方呢，很多人都在排队，为着要去这间餐馆吃。
I just want to eat tofu and stuff like that in that toilet bowl. Oh, it just looks disgusting, right?
所以当他们吃臭豆腐的时候，这个臭豆腐放在这像马桶的碗里面。
But people love it, right?
看起来非常恶心。
Yes, outwardly it looks very disgusting, but inwardly it's very nice.
对，外面看起来很恶心，但是却很好吃。
But even, you know, people, you know, I guess, people, I don't know, I could never eat it. I definitely could never eat it. Doesn't matter how good it tastes, I cannot eat it, right?
对我而言，我看了这个我没办法, 没办法尝试。
But a golden cup, even something is dirty inside, I think if you see what's inside, you will not drink it, even the cup is gold, right?
所以对于一个金杯，如果看到这金杯里面盛满了很污秽的东西，我们
So that's why don't be deceived.
所以不要被迷惑。
With a physical eye, we see things, but with a spiritual eye, we will have to see deeper meanings of it.
所以当我们这个物体的肉眼可以看到的东西，我们用我们属灵的眼光看到这个更深层的这个意义。
So before next topic, is there any question, any thought, any sharing? I would love to hear some sharing and some thought on this.
所以在还没有 进入下一个题目的时候，我们看大家有什么问题。
Any thought, any comment?
所以有什么问题还是有什么感言？
Deacon Wong, you have something? You move up here, so you scared me, you know. You move up. Would you like to share something?
In our church, I've heard the interpretation of this revelation about this woman, who this woman is.
所以在我们教会，我听过关于这个女人的预言是谁？
It is interpreted the woman represents a church.
这个女人代表教会。
And this church is very powerful.
是非常有权力、有势力的这个教会。
It's called the Mother of Harlots.
这里谈到是淫妇之母。
The harlot in the Old Testament represents somebody who is actually who is very low morals.
所以这淫妇代表一个 就是没有一个很好行为的。
And the harlot is the one who actually a prostitute is has a no truth at all.
这个淫妇是没有真理。
And they interpret this mother of harlot is the one who gave birth to all those many churches that preach false doctrines.
然后这里谈到说，这个淫妇呢， 就是剩下很多教会，这些教会呢都是在传假道理。
Okay, and they identify this mother of harlots is the Roman Catholic Church.
然后他们说这是这个女人是指这个罗马天主教。
And the daughters all come up from the Catholic Church.
然后从这个天主教所出来的这些教会
，they all preach false doctrines.
都在传讲这个假道理。
And the mother of harlots is the one who actually started all this.
然后这个淫妇之母是开始这一切的。
Like the Sabbath and all the other doctrines started from this one church, spread to all the other churches.
然后他们所讲的这个假道理，就是把它传遍到其他教会。
Yeah, so I guess you know some maybe in our church some interpret in such a way, right? This harlot is a church.
所以在我们教会，有些人就把他这个淫妇指成是一个教会。
But if we read chapter 18, verse 2,
如果我们看十八章的第二节
，and it said, and he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons and prison of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hated bird.
哦，这是。第十八章的第二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了魔鬼的住处和各样污秽之灵的。”
And then in verse 3 say, "For all the nations have drunk the wine of her wrath, of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchant of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury."
的巢穴并各样。无畏可争之雀鸟的巢穴，因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王与他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过，就发了财。
The good verse 4,
第四节。
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people." Right.
然后第四节，我又听见天上有声音说，我的民啊，你们要从那城出来。
If this was a church, and why would God's people be in her, right?
如果这是教会的话，为什么神的名会在它里面呢？
Right. Of course, most likely the church is part of the things that's in the world, right? False teaching, things that is also part of things in the world.
所以这个教会，假教会也是这个世界上的一部分。
But if you say that this woman is a Catholic church, then God said, "Come out of her." We never did in the first place, right? So you cannot say that.
So if we say this woman is the Roman Catholic Church, then we want to come out of the Roman Catholic Church, but we are not from the Roman Catholic Church.
Because actually, if it's the world, right? Because actually, the world is Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots.
But we can say this大巴比伦就是这个世界上，就是这淫妇之母。
Of course, the Catholic, the Roman Catholic, the Catholic Church, they're all under that, right? They're all under the Catholic.
我们可以说这个罗马天主教是在这一类。
But God said, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sin, and lest you receive of her plagues."
第四节，我又听见从天上有声音说，我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他们一同有罪，受他们所受的灾殃。
Then you read start from verse 9 in chapter 18.
我们看十八章的第九节。
Said the kings verse 9, the king of the earth who commit fornication and live luxury with her will weep and lament of her when they see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10.
第四节。
Standing in the distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, the great girl." You can see actually this is the fall of the world, right? The fall of the earth burned with fire, just like in 2 Peter.
所以我们可以看到，这个就是这世界上的倾倒，然后就好像在彼得后书所谈到的。
So for me, it's more precise to translate and interpret this woman is the world.
So, 我对我来说，这个巴比伦，这个女人就是意表着这个世界。
Because if we say this woman is a Catholic church, none of us is in the Catholic church.
如果我说这个女人是罗马天主教，但是我们没有一个人是在罗马天主教。
Or even our thinking, our thought is from the Catholic church.
如果我们说我们的思想是从罗马天主教的话。
But of course, the Catholic church can fall under this woman, and of course, and any other churches can fall under this world.
当然我们可以说其他的媒体教会包括在这个罗马天主教也是属于这个世界上的一部分。
If we read verse 12 to verse 18,
我们看12节到18节,
you see the world has so many, you know, merchandise, so many goods, things of this world.
我们可以看到这个巴比伦就是这个世界上各种不同的这个商品。
Yeah, so, and that's why, you know, in the end, you know, that this Babylon, it will fall, and then, of course, that's when our second coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后这个巴比伦最终他会倒闭，那会倒塌，然后这就是当他倒塌之后呢，就是耶稣基督再来的时候。
Okay. Yeah. Any other thought, any other thing?
有什么其他感想吗？
Yeah, sometimes when we try to interpret the Bible,
有时候当我们在尝试着解释圣经的时候,
we have to be careful to pinpoint like one religion or one culture, this and that, right? Because, you know, it quite often if you read the book of Revelation, it doesn't work that way, right?
很多时候当我们看圣经，我们要解经的时候，我们不要把它尝试。
Remember when Satan is released. Where did he go to gather his army?
他到哪里去准备他的这个部队呢?
Where did he go?
他去哪里?
Four corners of the earth.
然后他去到这世界上的四个角落.
When he ended, it's only what? Only the world, like those who live in the flesh, against those who are spiritual. The flesh against the spirit. That's it. There's no other categories beside that, right?
然后在最终呢，这个是这个征战是啊，这个属肉的跟属灵的在征战.
But for us, we know that the Antichrist it comes from us.
哦，从这个啊，对于这个啊敌基督的，我们知道是从我们当中所出现。
And that is the scary part.
这是非常啊可怕的一件事情。
Because when you think about those who come from us, they know the truth really well.
因为我们知道从我们当中出去的，他们对圣经的了解非常。
But it's just a little bit what they preach is not true.
但是他们只传的稍微有一点点不一样。
And that's why quite often we feel that it's okay.
所以当我们听到的话，我们觉得这是没什么。
But actually, it's not okay.
其实这并不如此。
Because if you take in poison,
如果我们就是吃这个毒药。
You know, in the early years, you know how women kill their husband?
我们知道，就是以前他们这个女人妇女怎样杀死他们的丈夫吗？
Cyanide. What? Cyanide? That's too quick. Actually, rat poison.
就是这个老鼠毒药。
So what they do, put in mixing the food little by little.
他们就每天就是一点点把这个毒药放进去。
So one day when the husband died, they look and say, oh, it's very natural death. They die, natural death. Meanwhile, the wife don't want to kill the husband, right?
所以这个丈夫过了一段时间就死去了，然后就觉得这个是。
Of course, nowadays it's forensic and things like that, you can't get away with this kind of stuff anymore.
但是以现今的医学，我们可以知道这个是我们可以断定出他死于什么。
So that's why, as Christian, don't think, oh, I eat a little poison here, it's fine, you know. But you add that poison, then sooner or later you're gonna die from that poison, right?
所以对我们来说，如果我们开始吃这个毒药。 你不要认为吃一点点是没事，但是长期来说会造成很大的伤害。
No, the Japanese poisonous fish, right? Poison fish, right?
然后这个日本的这个毒鱼, puffer.
Yeah, puffer fish. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know why people enjoy it so much, right?
你知道为什么?
And it's expensive, right?
为什么日本人这样喜欢吃这个毒鱼吗?
You know why they enjoy it so much, right?
为什么他们这么喜欢吃这毒鱼?
Why?
为什么?
What's that? The thrill, okay. But when they eat it, what does it taste like?
当我们吃这个毒液的时候，吃起来的味道是如何？
No, the fish, even though they clean all the food, but there's still poison in there. So when they eat it, they feel that poison, but that poison's not enough to kill them. And that is the thrill that they go through. They feel like, you know, so you get the poison inside, you feel so good about it, right? You feel good, right? Yeah, the poison.
Okay, 当这些人呢吃这个毒鱼的时候，他们吃进去这个吞鱼的时候，那吞鱼的身上有一稍微有一点点的毒，但是这个毒性并不足够让一个人死亡，但是他们可以感觉到这个毒药在他们身上激发一些作用，让他们感觉到非常刺激。
I see the poison never, you can never get rid of poison 100% completely, but there's enough poison there not to kill you. That's the best part why to eat it, right?
所以他们没有办法完全可以把这个吞鱼的毒除去，但是这个毒他们吃下去并不至于让他们死亡。
Sometimes spiritually we also think the same thing, right?
在灵命上我们也是有这样的一个想法。
Now we read the Bible, the Bible is so boring, let me add some poison into it.
所以我们再看这个圣经读起来是那么的乏味，我就加一点毒药进去。
No, I have to tell you that, you know, of course, when I was in TTP, there's a lot of ministers came to teach me, right?
所以当我在这个神训班的时候呢，有很多不同的传道来教导我们。
I tell you, some teach some crazy stuff. Yes.
所以我有一些教的是非常不太合理。
But they never do it publicly to congregation to the regular members. But they will share their theory, their thought about the Bible to me, right? Because you know, I'm the student, you know.
所以他们不会把他们的观念传讲给这个会众，但是他们会把他们的理念告诉这些上神学班的一些学生。
You know, sometimes I tell the GA, I say, look, you know, you send these ministers over here, and they talk something that's not even the Bible, isn't that right?
所以我告诉这个总会，你派一些这些传道。人来教导我们，但是他们教导并不符合。
And you know what they say to me?
你知道他们告诉我什么吗
？They say this is your training.
他们说这就是你的训练。
If you cannot discern what is poison, what is not poison, you die. Then it's not our problem. Right? That's what they say.
说如果这是一个考验，如果你不能分辨什么是毒药，什么不是毒药，然后
so you're going to become a pastor. If you yourself do not know what is poison, what is not poison, how are you going to feed the congregation? How you know what's right and what's wrong. So you must go through yourself first. If you die before you become a pastor, and then, you know, then you save the whole congregation, right?
Yeah. 然后他就说，因为这是你的训练，然后如果你在这一关你都没办法敌过，然后不能分辨什么是毒药，什么不是毒药，然后因此毒死了。
No, I think really sometimes the GA and by instructor to teach us on purpose that teach things that is out there.You know, something is really out there.
然后如果毒死整个会众的话就不好，所以毒死自己也没关系。然后这个总会有时派一些人来教导我们关于这些很奇怪的东西，其实是有这个用意的。
I see, but those pastor elders and stuff, they don't teach that kind of stuff to congregation because they know it's like a theory in the face, right? It's not really the truth.
所以这些传道长子呢，他们不会把这个还是就是。只是一种不是很真实的东西来告诉他会众。
And one instructor said, "Who is the oldest person in the Bible? How old was the oldest person?"
然后有一个这个教员就问我们，圣经上谁是最老的一个人
？That's like yeah, Methuselah, 969 years old, right?
马杜萨拉969岁。
He's like wrong. That's what he said to me.
然后他告诉我错。
He said, "They give me all these theories that in the Bible." That before you know, the Israelites or whoever wrote the book, right, he's saying that they mix up all the numbers together, right? So actually, the oldest person is like 96 years old, but they do this backward, that backward, so it's 969, something like that, right? Yeah. Yeah.
然后这个教员就说，是因为他们写圣经的时候把事情都搞乱了，然后把这些年月日都混乱了，所以其实他只是69岁，不是969岁。
Can you even say to me, you know, do you think Jonah got, you know, swallowed by a big fish?
然后他
swallowed by a big fish.
他们问我，你觉得约拿真的是被一条大鱼吞下去吗
？I say yes, of course.
我说是啊。
That's what the Bible says, right?
圣经是这样
记载的。I say no.He said back then there's some technology that was very advanced. He probably has like some kind of submarine that he threw into the submarine. He was in the submarine.
Oh,
yeah, something like that. Yeah, what?
所以然后这教育就说，当时呢他们的科技其实是很先进的。当时其实不是被一条大鱼吞下去，
no,
而是被一个潜水艇吞下去。
But this instructor was very serious in his finding. Serious, right?
然后这些教员呢，他是。 他是很慎重的告诉我们。
But thank God he doesn't teach this kind of stuff to the congregation.
但是他不会再把这种东西教导给这个会众。
So that's why for us, really, like I said, in the end, don't try to rationalize things too much. You believe that you are baptized, you are saved, you receive Holy Spirit to steal your salvation. Amen. That's it.
所以最到末日呢，你不用对给自己给太多的这个理性去分析，只要你领受洗礼，然后得到圣灵降临，然后读圣经，这就好了。
Okay, let's go to the last topic.
我们谈约翰一书的最后一个主题。
Verse 13, chapter 4, verse 5:13.
第五章的第十三节。
These things have written to you who believe in the name of Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Verse 13, 5:13.
十三节，我将这些话写给你们。信奉神儿子的知名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
Here in verse 13, this thing I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
所以我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子知名的人。
No, for me, this is very precious.
这是非常宝贵的一件
事。No, there's no other church beside our church use the name of Jesus and believe His name so much.
所以没有其他教会除了我们教会是非常相信耶稣基督的名，而且运用他的名。
Of course, some people argue the name of Jesus is not His right name, right?
有些人说这个耶稣这个名不是他真正的名。
Should be Yesu, right?
可能是。Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why, you know, it's, yeah. And then, of course, but for us, actually, you know, if you say Jesus' name is Jesus instead of Yes, too, actually, He knows you call His name, right?
So, 虽然我们用说耶稣或者耶稣，其实我们神知道我们都是在叫他。
But actually, in Greek, His name is Iesus, right? If that is correct pronunciation, if it's in Greek.
如果是在希腊文的话，他的名字叫耶稣。
But let's not talk about that, right?
但是我们不说这一点。
We talk about that deep down inside our heart, we believe the name of Jesus.
在我们心里面，我们深深相信神的名。
Really, all our sacraments and stuff like that is all in the name of Jesus.
我们的这些圣礼呢，都是奉耶稣基督的名来开始。
And every him singing every sermon in the name of Jesus, because we truly believe His name that above all names.
在我们的会前或者会中的时候，我们都奉主耶稣圣名开始，因为我们深深相信他的名。
And I think until this day, do you guys know how to pronounce my name? Do you know how to pronounce my name?
So, 对你们来说，你们到
今天，你们 name,
知道如何
What do you know me of? What do you think my name is?
怎样说我的名
？No, how do you call me? What do you call me? Pastor Woody.
So 我们会叫他 Woody 传道。
So what do you call me?
Pastor Woody.
Pastor Woody. Yes. Yes.Yes, I wouldn't be surprised. Everybody call me all different names, right?
So, 每个人都叫我不同的名字。
Yes, even one person call me Pastor Duty.
有一个人叫我的名字是 Duty 传道。
Yes, they all kind of name, but every time they say my name, I always say yes. I know they're calling me, even though they pronounce it very differently, right?
所以虽然他们就是叫我的时候用很不一样的讲法，但是我们会回答。
My high school gym teacher thought my name was Beauty.So,
在我的这个学校的老师以为
And I had her for 4 years for gym teacher, and then only at the end, before I graduate, I look at the index card and she put my name Beauty Mantir. I'm like, Beauty? All this time you call me Beauty? She thought that was my name. I'm like, that's weird, right? But yeah.
So, 到第四年我才看到她把我的名字写成 Beauty.
Actually, my name is Vuti.
但是我的名字。名字叫武替。
Yes, that's how you. But the thing is, Vuti then Vuti is very, you know, it's difficult, right?
但是要讲这武替这个名字有点。
You cannot call Vuti very quickly, but call Vuti very quick. Vuti, 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 right? You cannot Vuti, it's different, right? It's not the same, right?
所以很难，就是如果要叫武力很简单，但是如果要很明确的说武 T 就比较困难。
So that's why nobody ever call me the teapot, they just say 武力, right? You know, because when people, yeah, that's how I become Buddha, right? Because, but I know people call my name for sure, right?
虽然他们没有正确的来叫我的名字，但是我知道人家是在叫我。
But believing the name of Jesus, the name of God, that is very important.
但是相信耶稣基督的名字是非常重要的。
Of course, we can call him Jesus, we can call him Yesu, we can call him Yesu. No, in those, God knows we, in our heart, that's the name we're calling.
虽然我们也可以叫他耶稣或者义耶稣，但是都是同样的意思。
When we believe in His name, that we know that we have eternal life.
当我们相信他的名的话，我们就有这个永生。
But because we have His eternal life, then we may continue to believe in the name of Son of God.
因为我们有这个永生，那我们就有办法继续相信耶稣基督。
See, the difficult part is to continue to believe in His name.
但是非常困难的事情就是继续相信耶稣基督。
So that's what we find nowadays.
所以我们今天所看到的是。Why don't we
want to believe that baptism have to do with salvation?
为什么不相信这个洗礼跟得救有关系呢？
Because when we baptize a person, we baptize them in the name of Jesus.
因为我们让一个人受洗是奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Because we still believe that only His name can wash our sin away.
因为我们相信只有他的名可以让我们的罪得净。
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ stressed so many times, go out and make disciples of every nation, baptize them in the name Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣基督告诉他的使徒，然后他的门徒到各国各处去传讲耶稣，传讲用父子圣灵的名来施洗。
And the name of the Father is Jesus.
父的名是耶稣,
the name of Son is Jesus.
子的名是耶稣,
the name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
圣灵的名也是耶稣,
and that's why when we believe in His name, this means we believe that baptism has to do with salvation.
所以当我们相信他的名，我们就相信这个洗礼跟得救有关系。
The same thing with everything else.
那其他的事情也是一样。
So the minute you and I do not believe in the doctrine anymore,
如果当我们没有再相信这个基本教义，
then we no longer we believe in His name.
我们就已经不再相信他的名了。
Let's go to 2 John.
我们看约翰二书
chapter 1 verse 9.
一章二节。
2 John verse 9.
约翰二书九节。
Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God.
凡越过基督的教训，不常守着，就没有神。
He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
常守着教训的，就有父有。
So now the question is, what is the doctrine of Christ?
所以这里谈到这个基督的教训是什么？
This is very important, right? Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, he's not of God.
凡超过基督的教训不常守着的，就没有神。
So what is the doctrine of Christ?
这个基督的教训是什么？
This is a very important question.
这是非常重要的一个问题。
If you and I believe that we only, you know, believe in the heart, confess with our mouth that, you know, we are saved, then we are saved, then that's not a doctrine.
如果我们只相信，我们心里相信，口里承认，我们就已经相信了，这不是一个教训。
I think doctrine, there must action, right? There must action go with this doctrine.
因为教训必须要有付出行动。
So that's why, of course, the Bible stated, yes, you must believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, but this is only the beginning of our faith.
所以圣经也告诉我们，我们必须要心里相信，口里承认，这只是我们信仰的开始。
Now, if anyone tells us that doctrine is not important,
有人如果告诉我们这个教训不重要的话,
and this person is lying to you,
这个人其实是在撒谎。
Because in the Bible, they mention the word doctrines many, many, many times.
因为在圣经里面谈到这个教训很多很多次。
Because doctrine is very important.
因为这个教训是非常重要的。
Now, even the Greek Orthodox, they also believe doctrine is important.
因为即使是东正教, 他们也相信这个教义。
Now, before I was baptized,
在我还没受洗礼之前,
I had to read this decree that the Greek Orthodox has.
所以我必须要读这个东正教的这个信言。
So I have to raise my right hand.
我必须要举起我的右手。
I have to read exactly what they have written.
我必须要读这个所写的。
And I say, I vouti no mentir.
我 vouti no mentir.
Believe one, da da da. Two, da da da. Three, da da da. If I don't believe that, they won't baptize me.
相信第一条、第二条、第三条。如果我不相信的话，他们就不会向我施洗。
And sometimes we think it's so unique in our church that people need to believe before they get baptized. No, it's very common.
所以我们以为觉得如果我们要别人来相信我们的所有教义，我们才让他施洗，这是很特别的事情。其实不是。
Baptism is a marriage between us and Christ.
其实这个洗礼呢，是我们跟耶稣基督的一个婚姻。
Don't you need to know what your husband wants from you before you marry that your husband, right?
所以当我们要嫁给我们的先生之后，我们要知道他对于我们的要求。
If you get married and then all of a sudden your husband say, okay, you know, besides the Ten Commandments, I have another Ten Commandments for you, right?
所以如果我们嫁给耶稣之后，耶稣基督就说，我除了这十条诫命，我还有十条诫命。
And that's what Christian Liang did to his wife, right?
这就是梁传道给他太太的这个诫命。
He has his own commandment for his wife, right?
他给他太太有这个诫命。
But thank God, she still married him anyway.
但是感谢主，神还他们两个还是成婚了。
You know, for us, before people get baptized, they must know what required of them from Jesus Christ.
所以当一个人要接受洗礼之前呢，他们必须要知道他们神的耶稣基督对他们的要求是什么。
That's only, and then they must make decision: do I want to marry this person or not? Because hey, this person want me to follow the Ten Commandments. This person want me to be baptized, receive Holy Spirit. Maybe I don't want to do that.
所以，然后让这个人来决定他是否要嫁给耶稣基督。例如说，这个他们要守十诫，然后要领受洗礼，要求圣灵。可能他们最终觉得他们不要这样行。But
it is part of being married to Jesus Christ.
但是这就是要嫁给耶稣基督的一个基本条件。
That's why we must know, right? We must know what Jesus Christ requires of us.
我们要知道耶稣基督对于我们的要求是什么。So
that's why when we know what is required of us, and then we say yes. We want to be baptized.
所以当我们知道这些要求是什么，我们才回答说我们要得领受洗礼。
Second John chapter verse 10.
约翰二书的第十节。
Second John verse 10.
约翰二书十节。
If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him.
若有人到你们那里不是传这教训的， 不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安。
For he who greet him shares in his evil deeds.
因为问他安的，就在他恶行上有。
That is very serious.
这是非常严重。
So that's why if anyone come to us and preach the doctrine that's different from what we believe, then we cannot invite this person and listen to them and put those things inside our hearts.
如果有另外一个人传讲跟我们所传讲的不一样，我们不要问他的安，也不要领受他传给我们的教训。
If a Jehovah's Witness come to our doors, we just say sorry, you're not welcome. That's it.
如果有耶和华见证会的人来到我们家，我们就告诉他说，我们不欢迎你。
They preach wrong doctrines.
因为他们传讲的是被谬的这个教训。
Of course, for them we know very clearly. What about our brothers and sisters inside the church?
对于他们我们非常了解，但是对我们真耶稣教会的弟兄们呢？
If someone mentioned, oh, we don't need to be baptized to be saved.
如果在教会有人说，我们不需要领受洗礼，然后
What do we do?
我们该做什么呢？
Okay, during Bible study, for example.
例如说在这个查经。
If someone says we don't need to be baptized to be saved, so what should we do?
有人说我们不需要洗礼就可以得救，我们要如何行？
Do we just sit there and just move on?
我们会坐在那里，然后静静的也不说话，就这样带过去吗？
Yeah, pastor, come in once every month and a half. So it's not good. It's too long. Too long. But I see all of you should know, right? You don't need to refer to pastor.
我们人家都知道，我们也不需要把这件事情交给这个传道。
Of course, when we talk about false doctrines inside Bible study, we must react to it. We must do something about it, right?
所以当我们在这个查经的时候，听到这些假教训，我们必须要有一些行动。
And I remember one time actually in Dallas Church.
我记得有一次在Dallas教会。
We had three truth seekers during that time come to our church.
我们当时呢在教会里面有三个。
And one of them was a pastor from another church.
For another church.
Yeah, from another church. One of them.
所以其中一个慕道者是其他教会的这个牧师。
So we were talking about Holy Communion.
我们谈到这个圣餐礼。
And some of our brothers saying that our church say no. You don't need to be baptized in a church to, you know, to partake Holy Communion, stuff like that.
Yeah, remember.
Of course, during that time, I was about to say something. Then the three true seekers say, no, that's not right. You need to be baptized in the church to partake Holy Communion. And then they went through the Bible and used the verses, just like we use the verses.
But
that time I felt I was in the twilight zone.
It's like somewhere foreign.
Because our members, the ones should be fighting that we should be baptized to partake Holy Communion, but no, our members, the true seekers, fighting against us. That we need to be baptized to take Holy Communion, you know?
So, 以其是我们的信徒呢，告诉别人说，我们必须要领受圣，领受了洗礼才可以出圣餐，变成是慕道者告诉我们本会信徒说，我们必须要领受洗礼才可以领受圣餐。
But interesting, in the end, the three true seekers never came back again.
但是很奇怪，很奇妙的，就是这三个慕道者以后就不会没有再进入我们教会。
Maybe we would have, you know, preach a true doctrine, maybe they still come to our church, right? But because we argue with them about that, then of course, in the end, they didn't come to church anymore, right? But who knows why they don't come to church anymore, but...
Actually,
the doctrine of Jesus...
所以耶稣的教,
just like the doctrine of the apostle. And the doctrine of Jesus.
然后耶稣的教训,
it's just like the doctrine that God has revealed to us.
就是神耶稣基督所启示给我们的。
That's why there's no other church say that no, the founder of this church is Jesus Christ. It's only our church says that. Right?
所以没有其他教会除了我们教会说我们的教会是耶稣基督作为是创始者。
Of course, earlier the Deacon Wang was sharing me that you know Barnabas Chang he wanted to be the one that established right or the founder of our church right.
所以,
but no one can establish church besides Jesus Christ.
所以刚才传执事有谈到 Barnabas Chang 说他是这个教会的。
But we must have faith. If we don't have faith that our doctrines are true, then we are in big trouble.
如果我们没有这个信仰的话，没有这个信心的话，那我们的信仰就是陷入危机。
You know Hawaii, the church in Hawaii has been up and down for many years.
我们知道在夏威的教会它有起起落落。
And one time they left the GA for many years.
有一次他们离开了这个。 这个美国总会一段时间,
no, even though they go into this flux of their faith, but they still, most of them still come to church.
虽然他们,
a flux, this means like it's fluctuate, right? It's like up and down, right?
虽然他们的信仰也起起落落，但是他们还是有固守的来继续聚会。
But you know why most of them are still in church?
你知道为什么大部分还在教会吗?
They went through so much. You know why most of them still come to church?
你知道为什么虽然他们信仰经过起起落落，但是他们还是来教会吗?
Yes.
就是猜一猜。
Okay, Holy Spirit, yes, it's true Holy Spirit. But overall, what do you think it is? They still keep in our church.
所以为什么,为了什么缘故,他们还继续守在我们教会?
Sabbath, okay. Yeah, so Holy Spirit, Sabbath, what are all these?
所以圣灵还有这个安息日。
Yes, doctrines.
还有一个就是教育。
Actually, the brothers and sisters in Hawaii, they never not believe a doctrine. It doesn't matter what kind of situation they went through, they always believe a doctrine is the true doctrine.
所以在夏威的教会虽然他们 他们一定相信这个耶稣教会的这个教义。
So that's why most of them are still in church.
所以他们大部分还在教会。
But when we come to doctrinal problems, that problem will cause a person to fall from their faith.
但是如果我们有这个教义性的这个问题的话，会让人在信仰上跌倒。
So doctrine is very important.
所以这个教义是非常重要。
Just like here, when John said, look, if those anyone of you that cannot come with the same doctrine, then do not let them in.
所以这个约翰长老告诉我们，如果有别人传其他的教训跟我们不一样，我们不要问他的安。
And sometimes we feel like, no, we must use love, right? We must we love that person.
所以有时候我们说我们要有爱去爱别人。
We cannot, you know, we have to, you know, bring them in.
我们要, 尝试的把他们接待。
Actually, it has nothing to do with that.
其实这跟这个这里所接待的没有关系。
No, if we are good friends with someone,
如果我们跟另外一个人是一个好朋友,
yes, the friend's always there. The friendship's always going to be there.
这个友情还会继续存在。
But the minute they start to speak wrong doctrines,
但是当这个对方开始传异端的时候,
that is another issue. It has nothing to do with our friendship.
他传异端跟我们的友谊是两个人。
Has to do with doctrines.
这是跟教义有,
if the doctrine is wrong,
如果教义是错的话,
then we still can be friends with that person, but we must hear that the doctrine is wrong.
虽然教义是, 如果教义是错了, 我们还是跟他建立, 还是保持这个友谊, 但是这个是教义错了, 要告诉他。
Yes, sister. Yes. 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 It's super difficult.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
所以对我来说，因为我在家里是我是唯一一个来这里聚会的，所以我跟他们的所了解的教义是不一样，所以这个是对我造成很大的困扰。
Yes, that's why we must separate the two, right?
所以我们必须要分别。
For example, my Greek Orthodox mother, I mean, for her, every time we talk about God, we get to an argument, right?
所以对于我的养母呢，她是东正教，所以当我们谈到信仰，我们都会争吵。
Because she's always going to be my mother, no matter what.
因为她始终都是我的养母。
And sometimes I share with her things pertaining to the Bible and stuff like that. She just doesn't believe it's in the Bible.
所以我跟她分享圣经所讲的一些事件，但是她不相信。
But I still love my mother, right?
但是我还是爱着我的养母。
But what she tells me that is wrong, I'm not going to follow it.
她告诉我错误的这些教训，我不会遵从。
But I'm still a son. She's still my mother.
对于她来说，我还是她的儿子。
But the same thing, right?
同样的,
and we as brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹,
no, I hope that someday when I preach something, I'm not hoping, but if someday I preach something that's not right,
所以如果有一天我传讲的是不正确的,
I hope that any one of you and everyone we can come and share that with me.
我希望你们会到我面前跟我一起分享。
And then I'm hoping that after you sharing, that I can change my way.
我希望如果你告诉我的错误了，我会因此而改变。
But if I don't change my way,
如果我不改变我自己,
I still continue to teach what is, no, what is not right.
我继续教导错误的教训。
Of course, you can still be my brother or my sisters, but you have nothing to do with my doctrines, right? Make sure you don't follow me because you have a good relationship with me, but I preach wrong doctrine, that doesn't matter because I'm your friend. No, that's nonsense.
所以,
don't be like that.
所以当我在传讲错误的教训的时候，我们就不需要听我讲的，但是我们还是可以保持一个弟兄的这个情谊。
Because we have to separate relationship from doctrine that is right or wrong doctrine.
所以我们要跟这个情感还有这个教训要做一个分割。
And sometimes we don't like a person, even though we know that what they're speaking is true, but we don't like them because we don't like them. But that's also not good. Right?
所以当如果我们不喜欢某个弟兄或姐妹，但是他所传讲的是对的教义，我们不听这是错误的。
Because in 2 John verse 11 says, for he who greet him shares in his evil deeds.
在十一节，因为问他安了，就是在他恶行上有份。
This when it comes to doctrine, it's very important.
所以关于这个教义呢，这是非常重要的。
It is not talking about eating and no, this and that. No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about doctrine.
所以这里谈到不是吃喝，而是讲到这个教义。
Because false doctrines like poison.
因为这个教义，错误的教义就好像一个毒品。
If you share then that poison, then you also will be poisoned.
如果我们分享这个毒药的话，我们也会被这毒药而感染。So
that's why if you and I want to continue to believe in the name of Son of God,
如果我们如果要继续的来相信神的名,
we really must do our part and be very discerned.
我们必须要做我们的本分，而且要分别为分别。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 5.
1
John chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章.
Whoever believes that Jesus the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. Verse 2.
第二节.
But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandment. Verse 3.
第三节.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment are not burdensome. Verse 4.
四节.
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So here tell us a few things for us to continue to believe in the name of God.
这里谈到有几件让我们继续的相信耶稣基督的名。
We must understand that we were born of God.
我们必须了解我们是从神而来。
Because when we are born of God, then we must love him who begotten us.
我们借由神而生，所以我们必须要按理应该是爱那个生我们的神。
And not only we love him who begotten us, but we also must love him and keep his commandments.
所以我们不单要爱他，而且要继续要谨守他的诫命。
Because in verse 3 say, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
第三节，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他，并且他的诫命不难守。
You know, when you and I want to please God,
当我们要来
it doesn't matter how burden, you know, how burdensome it is for us to follow his words, but if we truly want to please him, it becomes effortless.
所以不管他的道理是多么的难受，但是如果我们爱他的话，他的诫命就变成不难受。
Every time we want to follow God's commandment,
如果每一次我们要谨守神的命令,
and his commandment is so burdensome,
如果他的诫命是这么的难守的话,
then sooner or later, you and I would not last.
如果我们感觉到这个是个负担,
but God's commandment should be, you know, should be effortless.
但是我们所说的诫命应该是不难守的。
No, for example, I at home.
例如说在家里,
when I'm at home, because lately my wife been very stressed out from her work.
最近呢，我太太是因为工作的压力, 就感觉到非常压力。
So usually, you know, I try to take care of everything at home.
所以有时候，我会尽量在家里打扫一些。
I have to cook and, you know, I cook for my nephew and my niece. I have to clean the whole house.
Well, 清扫整个屋子。
So now I have to finish everything before my wife get home, because when she get home, then I want her, you know, to feel that she can relax.
所以我要在她回来之前呢，把家里一切都打扫好，然后她回到来才可以感觉到非常。
But I realize that I've been doing all this and I don't feel any burden at all.
我感觉到，当我做这一切的时候，我并不感觉到是一种重担。
But actually, I'm happy to see, I'm happy to do it actually.
其实我感觉到做这些事情呢是非常愉快的。
Even though my wife is not kind of person, oh, thank you for cleaning the house, thank you for cooking, she's not that kind of person.
虽然我太太不是那种会告诉我说，感谢你来打扫这个家里。
I don't know when the last time she thanked me for anything.
我不记得上一次她感谢谢我的时候是什么。
But just, I think I see the last time she said to me, oh, thank you for being my husband. That's what she said.
So 我记得上次她告诉我的是感谢你成为我的先生。
And sometimes I joke with her, I say, well, it's going to snow today, right?
所以有时候我告诉她说，哦，因为你讲这样的话，今天会下雪。
Because for her to say thank you is very abnormal.
因为如果要她说谢谢的话,
but I'd rather to have, because when she thank you, she means it, that's why I said thank you. But my nephew say thank you all the time, but he doesn't mean it, right?
所以如果我太太说谢谢的话，是她真心诚意的。如果是我的侄儿，她讲谢谢的话，她是虚心假意的。
So that's why actually, really reflect upon our faith.
所以我们必须要反思我们的这个信仰。
Do we feel burdened when we come to church?
当我们来教会的时候，感觉到是一种重担吗？
Really think about this.
当我们这样想的话。
But when we, for example, when we, you know, follow God's commandments, do we feel burdensome?
当我们在遵守这个神的这个教训的时候，我们是感觉到非常的重担。
If we feel burdensome, this means our love toward God is not deep enough.
如果我们感觉到这是一种重担，就是意味着我们对神的爱并不够。
Because when we love a person,
当我们爱一个人,
whatever they tell us to do,
他告诉我们所做的一切,
we would love doing it.
我们会非常喜欢地做,
why? Because we do it for them.
因为我们是为了他而做。
But if we feel like we don't want to do anything for them, that means our love is not deep enough.
如果我们不愿意为他而做的话, 就是代表着我们对他爱不够。
In our relationship, the same thing too, in our relationship.
对我们的关系也是如何。
Can you imagine that parents, we go to work, you know, every morning and this and that, and then we told our children, wow, you know, working to feed you is so burdensome.
然后就是说，如果我们去每天去上班，回到来告诉我们儿女说，哦，要做工来喂养你是一个非常重担的一件事情。
No, but most parents, when they see the children eating, they have a nice place to live, they just feel very joyful, and that's why working become very effortless. Why? For our children.
所以当这小孩子在家里，如果我们可以喂养他，可以让他有一个舒适的家庭的话，他们会感觉到非常高兴。
And for me, I also need to keep this kind of mentality when I'm serving God.
所以当我在侍奉神的时候，必须要有这样的一个态度。
Because if I just do it, just to do it, and then it becomes very burdensome.
如果我侍奉神只是为了侍奉神，就变成了非常
If I do it because the love of Christ compelled me, then become very effortless.
如果我做侍奉是因为神的爱激励我的话，在我做的时候就感觉到非常轻松。
So that's why when we read in verse 4, chapter 5, verse 4.
我们看第五章第四节。
Actually, everything that you and I do, we need to have faith.
我们所做的一切必须要有信心。
Really, without faith, everything can become unsure.
如果没有这个信心的话，所有的事情都会变成了。
Do we have faith that baptism will remove our sin?
我们是否有这个信心，这个洗礼可以洗去我们的罪？
Do we have faith when our feet are washed, we have part of the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们是否有这个信心，当我们彼此洗脚的时候，我们就成为神的一份子？
Do we have faith that when we partake Holy Communion in the end days, we'll be resurrected? Do we have faith?
我们是否有这个信心，当我们领受了这个圣餐，到末日的时候，我们
Even now,
即使现在,
do we have faith that we only save church?
我们是否有这个信心？我们是独一的真教会。
It takes a lot of faith.
必须要我们必须要很,
I expect the thing that we see with our physical eyes right now.
特别当我们用我们肉眼来看,
to believe that we only true church is very difficult.
来相信我们是独一真教会是非常困难的。
It takes a lot of faith.
我们必须要很多信心。
And everything we do in our faith, it takes a lot of faith.
我们所做的，对我们信仰这条路所做的，需要很大的信心。
But faith, the things that will give us victory.
但是因为信心，我们就可以得到这个胜利。Let's
go to 2 John.
我们看约翰的书。
Verse 6.
第六节。
This is love, that we walk according to His commandment. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
第六节，我们若照他的命令，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见，当行的，这就是命。
And look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
第七节，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认识耶稣基督成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。And
verse 8 says, look to yourself that we do not lose those things which we work for, but that we may receive a full reward.
第八节，你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的功，来要得着
So during the time of John, actually there's many false teachings already.
所以在约翰的这个时代呢，他们已经有很多这个迷惑人。
But why 1 John, 2 John, that he stressed on following God's commandments?
为什么约翰一书、约翰二书强调要遵守神的这个命令呢？
Because when you and I go under trial and tribulation,
因为当你和我经历了这个试炼，
it's harder for us to keep God's commandments.
要遵守神的这个命令是更简单的。
But no matter what, we must hold on to that commandment.
无论如何，我们必须要谨守这个诫命。
Let's go to 3 John.
我们看约翰三书。
3 John.
约翰三书。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
I wrote to the church, but the Archippus, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Verse 10.
第十节。
Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deed, which he does, prating against us with malicious words, and not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbid those who wish to put them out to the out of the church. Verse 11. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. So we can see actually all three of these books, John focused really on one thing.
所以我们看到约翰一二三书都着重一点。
That is to continue to keep our faith.
就是我们要继续守着这个信仰。
Yes, there will be other false brethren.
对，在我们当中可能有其他的。
And this false principle try to do many things to harm the true brethren.
然后这个假弟兄会尝试来伤害这真弟兄。
But nevertheless,
不啊、但是
we must continue to hold on.
我们必须要持守着。
Because when we continue to hold on,
因为如果我们可以持守着这个信仰，
and then we can enter eternal life.
我们就可以进入永生。
Now, for me personally,
对我而言，
as I go to different churches to listen to different brothers and sisters,
当我到每一间不同的教会来听啊不同教会的弟兄姐妹的说，
many of us go to trial and tribulation.
很多都经历了这个试炼。
Many of us also believe that the doctrine we believe is no longer sound.
然后有很多相信我们所相信的这个教训不再是纯正的。
We don't have the faith anymore that this is a church will save many souls.
我们没有这个信心来断定我们的教会是独一而且可以拯救灵魂的教会。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
this is only the beginning of the trial and tribulation will come upon us.
这只是我们这个试炼的起头。
Because toward the end days,
因为当末日接近，
especially in the end days,
特别是在末日的时候，
there's going to be great trial tribulation will come upon us.
因为会有大逼迫和大灾难临到我们。
If we fall now,
如果我们现在就跌倒了，
our faith is very small.
那我们就是我们的信仰是非常肤浅。
Because Satan is still not released yet.
因为这个撒旦还没有真正被释放出来。
He's very limited with his deception.
他现在的迷惑是非常有限的。
But we must train for the end days.
但是我们要为着这个末日来训练自己。
That end days, Satan will be fully released.
在这个末日来临之前呢，这个撒旦是完全被释放。
And he will go to the four corners of the earth to deceive.
他会到这个世界的四角落来去迷惑。
But we are not of the earth.
但是我们不属世。
We are not of this world.
我们也不属于这世界。
We are born again.
我们是重生。
And we're sitting with our Lord Jesus Christ in heavenly places.
我们现在是跟耶稣基督坐在天上。
So don't come down to this earth.
所以不要回到这个世界。
If we do, then Satan will also recruit us to be with his army.
如果我们回到这世界上，这个撒旦也会聘请我们作为他的仆人。
So that's why the Bible says, "Come out of her, my people."
所以圣经勉励我们从他里面出来。
If we are not, then we will share with her plague.
如果我们不这样行的话，我们就跟他的这个灾害有。
So may God help us.
分享，所以愿神帮助我们。
Always to read the word of God.
常常读神的话。
So we can see him with our own eyes.
然后用我们的眼睛来看他。
So we can look upon him just like a person that we truly love.
然后来仰望他，好像我们爱的一个人。
So we can touch him with our own hands.
用我们的手来触摸他。
And only then that his life can manifest inside of us.
只有这样，我们的他的生命才在我们生命当中。
And only then you and I can go out to declare his life that's inside of us.
所以我们才可以到外面去诉说他。在我们生命所呈现出来的。
But in the process of doing it,
但是在这个过程当中，
make sure we don't sin against God.
我们不要犯罪得罪神。
And the only way for us not to sin against God, we must not love this world.
我们唯一不要让我们犯罪得罪神，就是不要爱这世界。
Because in this world is only the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life.
因为这世界上有这个肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
Even though we live in this world,
即使我们活在这个世界
上，we must walk in the light.
我们必须要在光明中行。
By practicing the truth,
来实行真理。
When we practice the truth,
当我们实行真理，
we will keep God's commandment.
我们就会在守神的道。
And one of the greatest commandments is for us.To love one another.
最大的诫命就是彼此相爱。
And as we continue to live our life to love one another,
当我们继续来彼此相爱的这个过程
当中，we must be very watchful.
我们必须要谨慎。
That we should not be deceived by Satan.
我们不要被撒旦而迷惑。
And the way for us not to be deceived, you and I must be filled with God's Spirit.
不要被撒旦迷惑的，就是要被神的灵充满。
Because only the anointed one can teach us all things.
只有这个受膏的才可以让我们了解所有。
And through him,
借由他，
we can see what is right and what is wrong.
我们看什么是对，什么是错。
Because in the world is a spirit of error and is the true spirit of God.
因为在这世界上有神的灵，还有悖谬的灵。
The spirit of error cannot confess that Jesus come in the flesh.
这悖谬的灵是没有办法来承认耶稣基督道成肉身。
The spirit of error they will speak the things of this world.
然后这个悖谬的灵会谈到这世界上的这个事情。
And the world hear them.
然后这世界上的人听
神的话。And the spirit of error.
这个背谬的灵,
they would not listen to things that you and I have to say.
也不会听从我们所讲的话,
why? Because that spirit is from the evil one.
因为这个灵是从这个恶者来的,
so you and I must be able to discern all these things.
所以我们必须要可以, 分别,
and lastly,
最后,
we must continue to believe in the name of Jesus.
我们要继续相信耶稣基督的名,
and to believe in his name is not easy. And to believe in his name, we must believe that every doctrine that you and I have to do with salvation.
所以要相信的话, 我们要相信我们,
but if anyone else come with false doctrine,
但是如果有人, 来穿整个假教训,
don't accept that false doctrine to our hearts.
我们不要用心来, 接受这个假教训,
because you and I also have the Spirit of God. We know what's right and what's wrong.
我们知道什么是对,
so don't allow them to put poison inside our hearts.
不要让他们把这个毒药放到我们心里,
then we continue to pray
我们继续地祷告,
that God will bring us in unity.
神会让我们团结,
that you and I will always live in the heavenly kingdom.
我们会继续, 活在这个天国,
because when Satan is released,
因为当撒旦被释放的时候,
he will go to the four corners of the earth,
他会到这个世界的四角,
and he will gather all of them to be his army.
然后去聘请这一些人来作为他的部队,
but you and I do not live on earth.
但是你和我不出,
we live in the heavenly kingdom.
我们活在天上,
and we belong to the armies in heaven.
我们属于这天上的这个军队,
so may God bless us.
愿神帮助我们。
Now kneel down and pray and just give thanks.